We will start the prayer first for Tikkun Azor. Ribbono Alamim v'Adonai Adonim Avrachamim v'Aslichot Miyadim. Anachnu lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ravotenu v'kedushah v'shtecha Torata. Shtecha Aviya. Shekavdanu l'Torotecha l'Avodot Avodot HaKadosh. Da'at Alochenu k'Zodot Torotecha. Hakedusha ma'anu ma'chayenu ma'asher asita imanu chesed gedol kadeh. Al ken anachnu mepilim l'Tachnu lefanecha. Shetimchol v'tislach l'kol chatotenu v'avotenu v'ali yehu avonotenu mavdilim b'neinu l'fanecha. Ken yi ratzon lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu v'lo avotenu. כולן את לבבינו לרתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערל בסודות תורתך, ולבדנו זה נחת רוח, לפני כתוב כזה כסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, וכל בחירתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם, תמותם, תקדושתם, אמר לנו לבנק אשר דברים אלה, וזכותם תאיר עננו, במה שאנו לומדים, כמר נעים, זמורות ישראל. גן העיניי והביטה לפלות תורתך, כי אדון עיניי יתן חומה בפיו דעת ונאה לי רצון ורפי, ויגון לפניך אדון עיניי צורך וגוע לי.
We continue with the תיקון וב, the sixth תיקון. I'm going to use two types of תיקוני הזוהר today, מעלות הסולם from רב ברנדוין, and תיקוני הזוהר from מתוק מן דבש. So, it say, ויפן משה כה וכה, the section about Moshe Rabbeinu is looking to different location to see if there is nobody there, and then he killed the Egyptian. Of course, there is a secret meaning to it, and the secret meaning, according to Tikkuni HaZohar, when came to the Torah, it's more like Tavra Bet Asurim, the Lord of Zachan Mugla, more like Asurim Tzu, Asher Bachoshek in Israel, Shachuzim Bachoshek Sidra Acha. When Moshe Rabbeinu was looking to different side, it wasn't for himself, because it's a Vayifin Moshe Kova Ko. It's actually, he was looking how to get Bnei Israel, the Israelite, out of the Choshech, out of the dark. What is the dark? When we are connecting to the Sitra Achra, the dark side. V'tzur b'tachet yadam. So to get them, Bnei Israel, out of Egypt, out of the Galut, out of the exile, is not the exile of just the Egyptian, it's the exile of the dark side. So when somebody is addicted to the dark side, then they stuck in Egypt forever. So you can get people out of Egypt, but it doesn't mean that you can get the dark side out of people. You can get people out of Egypt, but you cannot get Egypt out of the people. So for that reason, I see sometimes a lot of people go to Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Bir HaKodesh, and when they're there, they think they're not in Galut, because they look at the wall. But I don't know what's truly going on inside. Anyway, ויפן כובע, כובע ירקן, ישדיינו שיעסוק בתיקון השכינה. So when Moshe Rabbeinu is looking around, he doesn't find somebody who can do the תיקון השכינה. אלא איש לדרכו. Everybody is busy with their, whatever they need. Include people who practice religion. It's nothing to do with anything. You can have yarmulke, tzitzit, tefillin, study of Torah, but why? For yourself? Problem. מתוק באורחין דלאון בכל דרכיהן. איש לביצור, כל אחד עוסק לאסוף לו ממון. Everybody is busy to collect money for himself. מקצה ומן הקצה לקצה, לרכוש לו נכסים, to buy home, to buy this, לירדה היא אלמה, כדי לראה שעולם הזה, to, and I said last week, so they can conquer this עולם. And among them, there is different type of people, אנשי חייל, strong people, יראי אלוקים, people who are aware of God, אנשי אמת, honest people, שונא בצע, hate, stealing, and the people who just pray for themselves, like I said it before, is like dogs that only care for themselves. And they have chutzpah and audacity because they only pray for what they want. So this is, we already study. I just want to make sure we get it from a different point of view. And it say, you know, when a person already put tzitzit, put tefillin, מי שאינו מכוון לצורך השכינה, somebody who's not meditate for the sake of the Shechina. ואין כולל להיפעל אל פעמיים, שלוש עם גבר. שיצריך לגימל פעמים כדי לתקן נרם. שלא בגימל לצוות של ציצית, תפילין וקריאת שמה. There is three תיקונים the person is doing. Man is doing. It's ציצית, מצווה of ציצית, תפילין, קריאת שמה. The saying of the Shema. And this is like the same as גלגולים. That the person will go, or reincarnation, the person is go. So again, I'm just repeating something that I did last week from a different point of view. Different point of view. I just want to make sure that we cover everything here. And before we going into the next next thing. And this is the part we also had last time. And we call about the tavlul, the ena. The purpose is to remove the klipa above our eyes, as the Talmud talking about. And the idea is when a person is no longer connected spiritually to what he can help the Shekhinah, the eyes are covered because the eyes are only busy, what can I get? And the purpose of this whole idea of spirituality, the whole idea of practice your Shabbat, the Tefillin, the Tzitzit, all those mitzvot, the precepts that come in Judaism, is for the purpose of fixing the Shekhinah. And if we don't think like that, then unfortunately it's become just for ourselves. But a lot of time, people go to Shabbat, they're busy with the food, if the food is good, hot, cold, but it's okay to do it, by the way. It should be the best food, the best table, the best chair, and everything, but stop and think how it's going to be for the Shekhinah. So, I'm going back to Tikkun HaZohar from Ma'alot HaSulam. So there is a question. If we're all busy with the Shekhinah, we said the pasuk before, En chavush metir atzmo mibet ha'asurim. We said somebody's already in prison. He cannot release himself from prison. So how can... What is our job? Ayinu ha'Shekhinah malchut she'asura begalut. The Shekhinah is in Galut, in exile. The Shekhinah Elyona Bina. Tigal otah. Who's going to redeem the Shekhinah in Malchut, in our level? The Shekhinah of above, the Shekhinah Elyona, to call it Bina. זה שנאמר עם הגרחה טוב, יגאל, ואם לא אכפת לגלתך, גלתיך אנוכי, חי השם שכבי עד הבוקר. Basically, this is the story of Rut and Boaz. Those of you know the story of Megillat Rut. That Rut basically lost her husband. She was a widow. And the only Goel meaning the redeemer, because you have to do Yevum. Yevum, usually the brother of the husband, is married the wife. And through that, there is a chance for reincarnation of the husband. That's why there is a boy that's going to come. And that reason, Boaz was the only, because the brother died. So she didn't have somebody to marry. So Boaz was the last chance to do the Yevum. So her husband will be reincarnate. So he told her, if nobody will redeem you till the morning, then I will definitely will redeem you myself in the morning. So it's a hint, it's not about the root, it's about the Shekhinah. It's about the Shekhinah. And of course, within Megillat Rut, you have a lot of secret, but the Lech Mashneim Yachdav, when Naomi and Ruth are approaching the land where Boaz is, it said the two of them are walking together. Tell us Rabak, Rabbi Moshe Kudovar, tell us Tikkuni HaZohar, the Zohar, the Ari. The two of them walking together, meaning the two Hei walking together. They of Bina and they of Malchut. For that reason, from Hei of Malchut come David HaMelech, from the word Malchut, which is coming from Ruth. Ken davar zu, זה היינו הגילוי התלוי עליו בתשובה, שהאמין של השכינה העליונה שהיא בינה. But what is the way, truly, if we want to know, what is the way to help the שכינה to come to its place, is through תשובה. When a person tried to do repentance, when a person tried to do transformation, when a person tried to change, you know, whatever you do, fasting of food, fasting of talk, try to stop doing the wrong thing, start to do the right thing, this is all called תשובה. בזמן ההוא, היינו בזמן הגאולה, השכינה העליונה שבינה כנשר יאיר כינו. In the time of גאולה, in the time of redemption, the upper שכינה, which is בינה, it will be like an eagle taking care of his nest. שיהיו ירושלים, היינו מלכות. What is the nest of the eagle? What is the nest of the שכינה? ירושלים, Jerusalem. Because that's the מלכות. כן, של וו, שהיא זר אנפין, וו של שם הוויה. So what is that nest that we're talking about? The next is the Vav. What is the Vav? The Vav is the Vav of Zer Anpin, like Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Vav is Zer Anpin. It's the Vav of the Havaya. Al Gozalav, Yirachef, Yisrael Levrato, Tzayetchem Al Kanvin Hashem Vivetchem Elayim. So basically, the Vav will have a place to sit. Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Tachagrammaton, which is Zer Anpin, need a place to sit. Where's the place to sit? Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the Malchut. Ki Be'et, שהשכינה היא בגלות, בבריאה, אז יצירה ועשייה. When the שכינה is not elevated to אצילות, it's in גלות, in בריאה, יצירה, עשייה, נאמר בה ולא מצא יונה מנוח. Then the pigeon, the dove doesn't find a place to rest. Again, the תיקוני הזו jumping from different places to bring different מקורות, different ideas of understanding the same concept. And this time he used the פרשה of נוח, that the pigeon couldn't find a place to rest. What does that mean, she couldn't find a place to rest? It's been in the galut, in the exile. Where is the Shekhinah going to go if Yerushalayim has been destroyed? Where is it going to go? Ella b'Shabbat v'yamim tovim. Doing Shabbat and yamim tovim and chagim, the Shekhinah is a place to go. En Rosh Chodesh, she has a place to go. She ola le'atzilut, then she can go to atzilut. V'ba'etem itachedet im ba'ala, da'inu zer anpin. And then she go back like it was before. So there is not real existence of what happened in the upper world. We don't have temple because she got to Atzilut, but we have the connection between those two forces in the upper level. The way it manifests here is only to Shabbat and only that. So when Shabbat coming in, you know, you need to know what happened in Shemaim, what happened in heaven. ובעת המתייחד בבעלת דלו זרם וכם נפשות תראות הרי יורדות היא באה לדור בישראל, דבר שמרו בני ישראל את השבת לעשות את השבת דורותם, דורש לדורותם חסר לשון דירה. What does that mean? Veshabu bnei Yisrael the Shabbat lasot the Shabbat ledorotam. What does that mean? The pasuk, the verse say that the bnei Yisrael have to keep the Shabbat for a generation to come. Say tikkun hazor say don't say ledorotam to a generation to come. Say lediratam. Lediratam come from the dira, from the verb ladur. Ladur is to live. To live is what is your house. Dira means apartment, house, mean home. So that means the Shekhinah can be ladur itchem. So when you do Shabbat, when you do Chagim, Rosh Hashanah is coming soon, when you do that, this is the place for the Shekhinah, where the Shekhinah can go. Ashrei hu, good for that person, mi shebetaken la-Shekhinah dira na'a belibo, that fix an apartment, fix a house in his heart, v'kelim na'im ba'evarim shelo, and good tools and vessels within his organ, v'isha shi neshama, שבשבילה שורה עליה השכינה העלונה, היינו בינה, שהיא נשמת כל חי. And to make sure the soul, after the soul make תשובה, after we all make תשובה, the soul look like shining. So there is a place where the שכינה to come. והקדוש ברוך הוא היינו זרם מישהו עושה יום השבת, הוא שבת והינפש שבת באחת, והינפש באחת. So what is it said? שבת והינפש? שבת והינפש. שבת mean to rest, והינפש is like you're totally relaxed. Why you have to say two words? Shabbat ba'achad ve'inafesh ba'achad. Meaning what? Meaning there is two resting. Bashchina eliyona shei bina Shabbat alehem. In the upper Shekhinah, God is doing Shabbat. Meaning Shabbat again is resting, stopping, al Israel. Bashchina tachtona shei malchut ve'inafesh alehem. Tolem nefeshot terot shel mikraot betulot acherei ratoa ba'odama. And va'inafesh comfort with nefesh, like the lowest part of the soul. Meaning that God is giving a special soul doing Shabbat. If you want to know if you get a special soul doing Shabbat, that you have all new idea after Shabbat. That's how you know you got the nefesh, ruach v'neshama yetera. So Shabbat is what God is doing in the upper world with the Shekhinah Elyona, and va'inafash is bringing that energy, that concept, that light to the nefeshot, ruachot v'neshamot hayeterot into Bnei Israel. וכמה מלאכים, and so many angels, ממונים ומשבשים שלהם הבאים ממהם, עם הנפשות היתרות, that come with all those נשמות יתרות, those extra soul, שם עין, which are 70, they are 70, כחשבון יין, like when we pour the wine, we have to meditate that it's 70, התלויים מן זכור ושמור, שם זכר ונקבה, and they build from Zachor v'Shamor, v'zehu v'yachulu, kolel 72 b'cheshbon. If you take the word v'yachulu, v'yachulu ha'shamayim v'aretz, v'yachulu is gematria 72. Vav and Vav is 12. Lamed is 30. Kaf is 20. Yud is 10. 72. Shem neged zachor v'shamor. Because you have zachor v'shamor is 2. Okay? V'ayin milim shel kadosh. How many words you have in a kadosh? Exactly 70 words. The kadosh of the night, Friday night. So 70 words of the kadosh with zachor v'shamor is 2. V'nefashot ali likarot orchim. Mishum shenam shorot b'Yisrael. So those souls that coming before the Kiddush of Shabbat, they are guests. They are coming as a guest. Why we call them a guest? Because they only exist on Shabbat. They come in to visit your table on Shabbat. You may not see them or feel them, but you need to be connecting to that power because those souls coming. Kshashabbat yotzet, kulam chuzot misakol kovam. That's why Saturday night you feel a little depressed because those souls leave. They don't stay with you. I want to complete that part from this side now. From this Tikkun Azor. Here is adding the Gra HaKadosh, שהנפשות שרות בבני ישראל גם השכינה יורדת עמהם. So because the נפשות, the extra soul coming down, the שכינה coming down. And of course, a lot of angels come to watch over that new soul that we receive it. So, the Tikkuni HaZohar of Matok Midvash asks, what the purpose of the soul coming on Shabbat? So it says, כי לא באו להיות בקביעות באדם, אלא לסמכו בשבת קודש. They have one purpose, the soul to come, to make us happy on Shabbat. So if you not feel sad, if you feel sad on Shabbat, something is not working. You gotta feel happy. The souls have to come down. For that reason, the halacha said that the food has to be tested good. You have to test the food before Shabbat. You cannot serve food that you didn't test. Yeah. This is the same, I just check. To make sure that it's different, then I add something. And now, there's another section here in Tikkun HaZohar of Brandwein. ושנשמות שבחינת השכינה העליונה שהיא בינה נקראות בנים. So remember, we study about the kentzipor, the nest of the bird's nest. You can either call eggs, chicks, sons, and all of them mean something else. She bina nikrot banim. So when we are talking about the soul that coming from the Shechina, we call them sons. The ruach shu b'chinat matat b'zeram b'nei zazgulot dekroi efrochim. When you talk about the ruach, the spirit that coming from the kings of all angels called matat, we call it chik. Benefashot b'chinat Shechina tochna shi malchut. And when we talk about nefashot, the lowest part of the soul that come from the lower Shechina, which is called Malchut, we call them eggs. וזהו הסוד של הברכה בליל שבת, הפורס סוכת שלום עלינו. I know Emma Leonard. So when we say on Friday night, הפורס סוכת שלום עלינו, when God is spreading the peaceful סוכה on top of us, that means the mother בינה, שהיא סוכת שלום, because she is the סוכה of שלום. המסחרת עלינו, עליהם שלום אמה, שבא בוננו נותן לו את בריתי שלום. Like it's saying Parashat Pinchas, that God is saying, I'm going to give him my covenant of peace. ושלום אימה. שלמר, בוא איני נותן לו את בריתי שלום. I'm going to stop here. We're going to study about Sukkah next time we meet.